A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk this Thursday, January the 27th, 2022. I am your host, Sithandile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and today, Marvelous, will be looking at a variety of issues, including political developments in Zimbabwe. But before we do so, a quick look at the COVID-19 statistics, with the government saying that the COVID-19 infections are decreasing. And so far, up to date, Zimbabwe had more than 228,000 confirmed cases, which include recoveries and some deaths there. We have more than 215,000 recoveries and more than 5,000 deaths since the COVID-19 pandemic started in the year 2020 on March.
Yes, and taking a look at the current vaccination program in the country, Zimbabwe has, you know, to date vaccinated over 4 million people, although their target is to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity. So the vaccination program is still ongoing, with the government urging those that have not been vaccinated to go ahead and get vaccinated. And we've also seen city councils like in Bulawayo and also some parts of Harare going out door to door to offer vaccinations to those that have not already been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Yes, and would also look at the by-elections, preparations for by-elections, which are scheduled for March. We see that the nomination courts have already set, so people, political parties have registered their candidates who are expected to contest in the oncoming, you know, elections. But we have Barbara Tanyaniwa of the Women's Assembly. We can't say MDC Alliance now, it has changed to new names. And we also have Sekai Holland, former senator. So we'll be having them here explain a variety of issues. But before we go there, Marvelous, ulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje uhlelo lwethu siyabe sikhangela ke okuchiyeneyo, sikhangela ke okuphathelane leze politiki. Sibona ukuthi abantu abade befuna ukuncintisa bahlalile lamuhla, bahlalile ke ngathi kuna sebengenisile amabizo abo edanile nomination court. So kwenzakele ke lokho nake abanye abakhangelelwe kakhulu leqembu elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, leqembu elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, bakhokhelwa ke sibonile ke ebekhokhelwa Nkosazana Thokozane Khuphe besithi abasoze benelise ukungena ngoba baphangisile basanda ukuqamuka kwelinye iqembu. Ngakho-ke abazuzange isikhathi eseneleyo sokuthi bebhalise. Kodwa singafiki kulokhu, ngesikhangele nje kancinyane amanombolo e-COVID-19. Siyabona uhulumende ukuthi uthi kuze kube lamhla nje abantu basebemukele umjovo-ke we-COVID-19 bayidlula kancane izigidi-ke ezine. 4.1 million badlalela khonapho, njalo uyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bebhalise ngobuningi babo. Kukanti kulokhu igciwane leli laqalisayo sokunabantu abadlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili ku-228,000 asebehlaselwa yileli gciwane, kodwa hhayi bakhona-ke abaphephayo kulo abedlula i-215,000. Kukanti abedlula-ke inkulungwane ezinhlanu 5,000 babhubha ngenxa yaleli gciwane. Sithi nje silitshele-ke ukuthi kuhamba njani, kodwa thina namhlanje sigxile kakhulu-ke kuzona ezilazo ezepolitiki. Yebo-ke ungasixoxela-ke, sizakuchiya-ke kancinyane ezandleni zikaMavelas.
Ayi wathi nokuchingamiza yini mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nemisi wechina kudai. Tikarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika tichitanga nezvekuitika pamusoro penyaya yedenda recovid-19 iro tiri kunzwa kubazi rezveutano richiti vanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 munyika vari kuenda vachiderera zuva nezuva, asi vachitaura zvakare kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuendawo vachinobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 vari kuda kuti utikwirei, nekuti pari zvino vakwanisa ivo kubaya vanhu vanodaudzira 4 miriyoni, kunyange vakatarisira kuti vabaye vanhu vanosvika 10 miriyoni kuitira kuti nyika isvike pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Saka pari zvino tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa nhasi kuti kwanga kuine nomination court, uko taona vanhu vanomirira mapato akasiyana-siyana munyika vachienda ivo kunonyoresa. Tikaona zvakare kuti panga paine mapato zvichisanganisira bato idzva rakabva kubato reMDC Alliance raakunzi iro Citizens Coalition for Change. Taonawo vamwe vachange vari kumirira bato irori vachiendawo kunonyoresa, uyezve vachitaurawo zvavachange vari kuitira vanhu kana vachinge vaita sei vachinge vasarudzwa. Saka nhasi zvese zvanga zviri kuitika munyika zvichienderanawo zvakare nekuti vanga vari kupiwa mukana wekuti vaende kunonyoresa mazita avo kuti vazokwanisa kuti vachitanga kunotsvaga rutsigiro. Pane mapato akasiyana-siyana anosanganisira ZANU-PF, MDCT, MDC yavamonzora nemamwewo mapati tichisanganisira zvakare sekutaura kwataita bato idzvara takaona richiparurwa iro vhiki rino.
Siyabonga ke Mavela, asisamboni ke lapha unkosikazi Holland. I'm not sure whether she dropped or she's having problems, so we'll try and put her back. Mavela, if we can communicate with her. Kusenjalo ke si yes, we are excited to have you in the show. If you can introduce yourself, although you need no introduction, and tell us what how the new name for your party has been received.
Thank you so much, Standehile. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, our viewers and listeners, wherever you are. My name is Barbara Gwangwara Tanyanyiwa, the spokesperson of the Assembly of Women of Citizens Coalition for Change, a party led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, a new baby that was born yesterday. Yes. What I can say, Standegre, is that the new party has been well received. It's so, you know, it's so encouraging. We feel rejuvenated. It's like we are new creatures. Eh? You know that verse that says the old has passed and the new has come. So this is exactly what has happened to us. It has been well received. And for your own information, it has been well received for people that were not even in our structures. You know, you go on social media, on Twitter, it's yellow all over. You go on Facebook, it's yellow. Instagram is yellow. You go TikTok, you know, everyone is talking about this party. The vendors, you know, they are selling, their bananas are selling like hotcakes because of simply the color. The mangoes, you know, they are selling like hotcakes because of the color. The color yellow, yes. Have been received very, very, very well. And the citizens are very happy. You know, they are happy again. And they've got hope in that this new party is going to bring a hope, is going to bring change to Zimbabwe, because the previous party, the MDC Alliance, it was tainted. I think you know that we had so many breakaways from the original MDC. The MDC that was formed in 1999, there was the breakaway. There was an MDC 99, there was MDCT, there was MDCT Tsvangirai, MDCT Thokozani, there was MDC led by Professor Welshman Nube, there was MDC Alliance after coming together, the other parties coming together. And now we heard Dr. Douglas Mwonzora saying he's going to use MDC in the by-election. So we said, no, enough is enough. People have been asking us to change the name. People have been demanding to say, leave this name. It's tainted. We know our leader. We know where to vote. we will never get confused. And, you know, the citizens have just proved us wrong to say we were wrong and they were right. Because we can see everyone, you know. I was even talking to my friend who is in Mount Daru, and can you imagine, Standegili? And she sent me a picture, a video, you know, this yellow video talking about yellow things. And then I asked her, do you know about this this party? Yes. They said, yes, we know about everyone is talking about this party. People are happy. Just imagine, in Mount Daru, I've forgotten the name of the place where she lives, but it's deep in the rural Mandaru, and that's where she teaches. And, you know, I just said, wow, you know, the citizens are just happy. They know their party. They know their leader. And we are not going to be disappointed. That much we know.
But we also understand from Zach that there seems to be, there might be voter apathy because few people have registered there to vote. There are few new people registering to vote. Is this will this excitement transfer to the vote, or people are still being encouraged to go and vote?
With by-elections, if you look at the history of by-elections, the by-elections has always been there. There's always been voter apathy in the by-elections. So we are not even surprised. Even President Chamisa said the by-elections, they are a starter meal, and the main meal is in 2023. We know that there's going to be voter apathy. But we also know that there are some people that have been motivated that are going to vote, so it might change. The voter apathy might change. Yes, there might be few people who registered according to a subject to debate because they did deliberate the offices where people were registering. You know, there was only one office in each province. So, you know, people had no money to go and register. Like I said before, in Bulawayo, there's only one registration office. And, you know, people that stay in the western areas, they have to commute twice. So it's like it's four times. So, you know, only those with money. It's like we are now, the voter registration is now for those people with money, as the poor are not able to register, and yet voting is a right, is a constitutional right, it's a fundamental right. Everyone must be able to vote. So one, to be able to vote, the process, it should be free, should be fair, and should be accessible, affordable to everyone, so that we say, we can simply certainly say the voting was free and fair, because that's where it starts. You can't start from the voting itself. You start from the pre and then the actual voting and then the post. Then you can then safely say it was free and fair. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And we've also heard Zach saying they are trying by all means to ensure that many people register to vote. There's still the voter registration please that they will start again. Because they said they've been deterred by the COVID-19, so that's their explanation. They say they are coming.
Civil society of the Zimbabwe Peace Building Initiative, and also of the Zimbabwe Women in Politics and Peace Building. We really expect Zimbabweans to exercise their freedom of choice in everything they do, but we also hope for a day when Zimbabweans come together around a table to come to an understanding of the kind of political processes that will advance the interests of all Zimbabweans. What I find very sad, especially with the young now, is being embroiled in the history of mud slinging, of name calling, and of a politics that is not issue-based. 50 years ago, I would have been a youth as well. Mm-hmm. All the struggles then were about issues that affected the oppressed. We built a lot of institutional support locally, regionally, and internationally. The tragedy is that none of that is being used to build forward in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the culture comes from, where however you articulate an issue that is important, especially to women, nobody hears you. I don't know where the basis of personality politics comes from. Even the issue that Barbara is talking about, color. This morning I got up, it's Australia Day, 26th of January,
mm-hmm.
and I wore these clothes to just celebrate because it's a holiday. My husband is Australian. And also, 58 years ago, on the 26th of January, I landed in Australia. And so it's a big day to celebrate. So I don't expect people to see the colors I've worn as an identity for support for any political party, because we wish all Zimbabweans well, that the political choices they make are ones that are issue-based and that takes the country forward.
Mm-hmm. So in your observation, who should be starting this dialogue of trying to put people together, and also like what you said, that it, you know, it's a bit toxic when it comes to politics at the moment?
It's not a bit toxic. It's very toxic. It's demoralizing. It's extremely undignifying. It's undignified. The discussions on where we should go have always been there. That's why I left politics altogether when I turned 75.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, I left because I realized that it was best to go out and draw back onto the past of the things we had built and get our people moving forward together and understand that the issue is one of poverty, of access to material benefits, and that we had to put in place those mechanisms, and that we have to have solution-based conversations,
mm-hmm.
which are evidence-based, and that women, elderly women, we should lead in forcing our society to understand that respect, restoration of dignity, aspects which were lost to black people everywhere, with the slave trade, colonialism, which came from Berlin Conference, independence movements, where people really brought the issues to the fore. The Liberation War was about issues they were brought to the fore. But when we came home, a lot of interference, which once again put us back onto a collision course. The discussions on how we come together is what we are engaged with as the Zimbabwe Peace Building Initiative and as the Zimbabwe Women in Politics and Peace Building. COVID has really deprived us because as our organizations, we have lost 9 key people from COVID. And so what we realized was that instead of getting depressed and demoralized, we had to use the African methodology. When there's a death, before you all disperse, you are told you are going to report these issues to the mother, if it's a mother. They are replaced immediately. If it's a father, we've done that. And so what we have found is that people are already working very closely together in all the programs, in spite of pandemic. So I personally would like to just give a very simple method to all the political parties, be they ruling party, be they opposition parties, be they anything, that Zimbabwe comes first. Mm-hmm. We all have Zimbabwe deeply, and we must once again come together, as we did during the Liberation War, as the nationalists did before they directed the war, that the situation in Africa, the situation of African people in Africa and in the diaspora, is one where we need to come together.
Yes. And you pose a question, eh? How is this possible since each political party wants to lead and be on the forefront?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Every time I come to a crisis, I think what happens in the traditional environment, how do people come together? It's based on three stages to reach reconciliation and then binding together and moving forward. First of all, there is the truth stage, which prepares you for understanding how to address the issues that are pulling you apart. The Shona say, Ngozi ino ribka. Once you understand what the problems are and the dynamics, you address the injustice. Then the third stage, forgiveness. If you cannot find forgiveness in your heart, you can never have reconciliation. And so I really want people to understand that people like ourselves who come from the struggle, I'll be 80 this year in December. My age group, we know that fighting verbally, fighting physically, does not get us anywhere. At every point, we must go back and see where we have common interests, and we take things from there to build an NGO, to build any project which brings us together, to find common ground. So the political party process is a Eurocentric one. It's not indigenous to Africans. We use consensus building, we use agreement, and we use very strict values and principles of Ubuntu, Wuluwelu. Everybody knows what that's about. It's about the language you use, it's about showing respect to others, it's about really understanding that you depend on one another for survival. So I think that's your answer, that each political party wants to lead. Who says that? Every person in the society has a talent, and a brilliant one, that if united with the others, depending on where you are, across all divides, you actually yield more results. That's what I've found in my life.
Yes, siyabonga ke. Ngesibuyeleni ke kulimi lwesintu, sizathi sesibuyela ke futhi kuNkosikazi Sekayi Holland. Yes, sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Barbara Thanyanyiwe. Sesibona ukuthi sidlulile i-nomination court, abantu sebebhalisile, sebelungele ukwenza ama-by-elections. I saw odwa kuyeza futhi ukhetho oluzayo lukhulu ngo-2023. Ungathi manje lapho kuyineli kukhangeleleyo bakhankasa abantu kuhle, abesifazana nabesilisa, konke kuhamba kuhle.
Thina njengebandla elitsha sikhanyelele ukuthi i-by-election leyo abantu yibo abazakhuluma. Abantu bazazikhulumela ngenxa yokuthi ukhetho lolu bekungamelanga sibe lwalo. Abantu abarikholwayo ngabantu ababekhethwe ngabantu. So abantu bona bazadecide ukuthi bafuna ukubabisela kumbe abafuna ukubabisela. The citizens are going to decide. Because the recalls ayengekho fair ebantwini ababekhethe abantu labo. So thina sikhangelele ukuthi ama-by-elections lawa aso into esikhangelele kakhulu, into encane le thina we are focusing on the bigger pictures than the ill. Ama-elections ka-2023 yiwo sesiwakhangelele kakhulu. Siwakhangelele njani? Siyakwazi ukuthi kule blitz le ebuyayo sesibuthanisile izinto, ama-flyers sesibuthanisile, ama-materials esifuna ukuwasebenzisa abantu amanye abantu sebebuye forward bathi bafuna ukuncedisa abantu abafuna ukuthatha isithupha abantu abafuna ukwenzani kunabantu abaningi asebebuyile abavele endaweni ezijiyeneyo abafuna ukuncedisa asebebona ihope abantu ababesitshela ukuthi shiyanani lebizo leli. So abantu abaningi bathabe kakhulu ukuthi at least now we are moving sesiya phambili. So kukhanya kathesi ukuthi siyanga bekungakhanya. So thina sibona ukuthi u-2023 amavoti esizawazuza azaba maningi ukudlula amavoti esawazuza ngo-2018.
Hey, kuyezwakala. Ungasichasela ke ngesiNdebele laphana ke silona udaba lethu lomqobo lokuthi abantu bemukele njani umbala lo olithanga oyebandla lakho kanye nebizo elitsha. Ungasitshela nje ukuthi umomo unjani, sesikhangela emakhaya, sesikhangela emadolobheni.
Ah, ngiyabonga. Abantu bayamukele iparty leyi. Bayamukele kakhulu ngobunono obukhulu abantu bathabile lokho ngutsho esandezile ngibona i-response yabantu abantu bezileta besithi bona bafuna ukuthi iphathi le iye phambili besinika le mbono abanye ngabathi bazasiprintela ama-t-shirts abanye bathi bazasiprintela amazambia abantu bazivuyela bodwa kula muntu ofoswayo sibona abantu bejika ama-picture abo ama-selfie besithi bona sebengenile kwi-yellow sibona abantu abathengisa emgwaqweni bethengisa namhla mbone enye ividiyo abantu benikwa amabhanana mahara besithi nansi yellow pindamu yellow abantu bethatha amabhanana ngibona izinto eziningi zithandekile ezitshengisa ukuthi khona abantu bathabile ngali phathi. Into emangalise kakhulu ukuthi bengikhuluma lomunye umngane wami osemandalweni yena onjela ukuthi khona yena abantu bayathaba ngephathi le enja. Ngimbuza ukuthi sekuzwile sekufikile kudala khona ngapha wathi kudala kufikile abantu bani bari kufara esithi abantu bayathaba kakhulu. So engifuna ukuthi ngikutho ukuthi sithandekile thina zange sibe le problem yoku-advertise iphathi le asikaqalisi thina i-marketing eyephathi asikayiqalisi thina eziphathi. The citizens have marketed, sebemakethe ibandla labo bodwa thina singakaqalisi but ingikhona sibuya sesiza ebantwini kusekuhle ukuthi lokhu yikho isimbu yethu kimi kanje i-t-shirt yethu izabe ikhangeleka kanje lokhu sizakwenza so lokhu sizakwenza so ingikhona sizabuya njengebandla but engikujabulelayo ukuthi abantu sebenza advertise iphathi yabo akula muntu ongakwaziyo for your own information ku-Twitter sandekile uyabona laphana ukuthi bayatshengise izinto ezitrendayo kathesi what's trending on Twitter kathesi ungazi uhambe uyekhangela it's yellow is trending and what's trending ku-Twitter the name Chamisa itself is trending. Lo lakho asikomanga ngikhuluma into ezikhona ukuthi angangazi uhambe uye vula kathesi Twitter yakho uzantshela ukuthi uthanyanye ngokuqinisile.
Aiwa ngikathi mbofunza sandakhile ukuthi kuthombozukela kwamuri maithanyanye watsataenda kuna Senator Holland ndofunga vadropa totaura edu na Mai Holland pane zvamataura
zvandiripanda.
Okay. Ndada kuunzwa kuti vanhu vari kutambira sei zita renyu idzva iri nekuti tiri kuona sekutaura kwamaita kuti riripo pamadandemutande asi vanhu vekumaruva vari kuziva here zviri kuitika uyezve zvichakubatsira here tichiona kuti election iriko gore rinouya uyezve mabielections ariko mwedzi unouya
ndamboona rufaro rwakadaro unoziva kuti for the first time ndaona mazimbabweans achifara all over vanhu vari kufara and kushambadzwa kweparty ndaona kuchiitwa naivo vene vayo macitizens because party yadzoserwa kuvene vayo party yadzoserwa kuwaridzi anowa ndiwo macitizens saka ndiwo vari kutoita basa rekushambadza party iyoyi saka isusu tiri kuona kuti vanhu vagashira chino ichi nemaoko mairi zvinova ndo zvichaita kuti mabaya elections auri kutaura nezvayo tiri kuziva kuti ariko muna March takagadzirira tapedza process yema nominations vanhu vakuda kuzopinda ground vanhu vari kuziva vatungamirira vavo vanhu vari kuziva ma MPs avo akarikorwa vanhu vari kuziva ma councillors avo akarikorwa ndinoda kuti tizodzoka panapa after 26 Sandekile kana ndani sinyepa kuti paya makazodai makazodai izvi ndiri kutaura ndakarevesa kuti vanhu vachadzosera vanhu vavo vakadzingwa zvisipo pamutemo kana ndichiti pamutemo ndiri kutaura kuti public opinion makoti ndezvimwe but public vanhu vakasarudzwa nevanhu vanobviswa nevanhu havabviswi nemakoti so muchaona mamps nemacouncillors akadzingwa nekoti achidzoserwa nevanhu toya zvakare kuna 2023 inguva yakarebesa sereki Sandekile tine almost a year ndikakudza kuti 2018 tanga tiine I think about 5 months pakafa president Mugeni Changirai may his soul rest in peace hatina kumbowana time yakareba yekukambena kana kuti yekuadvertisa candidate yedu inowa ndiyo president Nelson Chamisa asi tarisaone zvakaitika so ezvinezvi tiri kuti isusu titori nenguva yakawandisa gore kwatiri is just too much and even maresources hatina chinhu ahavhesi house yakatorwa mari yakatorwa zvese zvakatorwa hatina chinhu but ndikakudza zviri kuitwa nevanhu I'm involved in so many projects Sandekile dziri kuitwa nevanhu vanhu vari kubvisa mari vanhu vari kubvisa mari dzemaby elections kune imwe team iri kubvisa dzemaby elections kune imwe team iri kubvisa za 2023 mafundraising ya 2023 yakasotanga kare so in terms of financing the party vanhu vachafinanza party yavo regardless yekuti isusu hatina chinhu mari dzedu dzakatorwa and ndosaka makanzwa president Nelson Chamisa nezuro vachiti torai zvese tatakonge asi hamugoni kutora vanhu and simba revanhu richazobuda pamaby elections nepa 2023 simba revanhu vachariona Sandekile
tiri ipapo zvakare pane zvamataura muchisini vanhu venyu vatonyoresa nokuti nhasi taona kwanga kuine manominations munyika yezimbabwe mawanawo pane madzimai vakawanda here vakwanisa kunge vachinyoresa kuti vagopindawo muzvizvino
zvaitika nemaby elections aya kwakuchingodzokera vanhu vakaripolewa saka kana paine mudzimai akaripolewa adzokera so ndozvatakangotarisira kuti hapana zvakawanda zvatakatarisira pamaby elections aya nokuti kuri kungodzoserwa zvakanga zviripo so there's nothing new zvaningati zvitsva hapana zvitsva hapana zvekutaura ndosaka president Chamisa wati maby elections istarter it's a starter meal and then 2023 ndo main meal
aiwa chiregai ndiende kuna Mai Holland Mai Holland mataura imi pamusoro pezviri kuitika mumabasa amuri kubata panyaya yecovid-19 mungatitsananguriro kuti denda iri rakawanikwa iro richikanganisa sei mabasa enyu uyezve muri kuenderera mberi sei
hatisi kunzwai zvakanaka handisikuzi andofungai network apo Mai Holland vari kuedza kuti vataure but hatisi kuvanzwa ndofunga network iri kuti netsei
taurahenyuiikuti Zimbabwe Women in Politics and Peace Building founder director Mrs. Margaret Samriwo Margaret Zita who is the founder of Women's Bureau in the 70s vakashaya in June and her assistant who was her deputy is now the director this is just one example tangatina Professor Hove who was in charge of our boy child project partnering the girl child project vakashaya vanga vari coordinator ku department of peace and security ku UZ takashaikwa neshairwa nevanhu vaka 9 and zvatakaona ndezvekuti kana mukatarisa kuti kana vanhu vashaikwa mumabviriro evanhu vatema muhuno tinoita sei maviga munhu munotounganidzwa as a family motoudzwa kuti kana vari mai vashaya mai ndaava kana vari baba ndaava nyaya dzenyu dzisafamba dzakadai every family inoita izvozvo ndozvatakaita pamabasa kuti tisaita too much disruption zvatakaona zvadaro ndezvekuti pa Boy Child Project makandidates edu akaenda ku SADC ku Youth Leadership Model Program vakanowana mukombe ikoko ku Victoria Falls in a SADC meeting vakaenda muna September ku AU United Nations meeting vakatora the two top prizes from the Zimbabwe Peace Building Initiative and the leadership training yatiri kuita for the boy child partnering the girl child kuti vaonere mangwana kuti they have a common platform where they discuss my ideas avo vari pamwe chete zvinondirwadza ini somunhu abva zera ruvengo muvanhu kuti rwakabva kupi kuti vanhu havachatarisiri kuti munhu adya here uyu munhu aenda kuchikoro here uyu munhu uyu ane pokugara here munhu uyu vabereki vake vashayikwa chii chaari kuita chatingabatsirana nacho mumagariro evanhu vatema zvinhu zvokugadzirisa zvinhu zviripo mukazvishandisa izvozvo zvinhu zvinoendera mberi zvinotinetsa nepolitics dzemuzimbabwe zuva ranhasi ndezvekuti even vechidiki havanzwi kana muchiti chimwimwi garai pasi muhwirirane kuti nyaya mupolitics ingafambisa nyika ndeipi moita zvinhu makabatana vanhu havanzwisi izvozvo nokuti politics dzeruling party neopposition ndedzekueurope ikoko havavengani vanototi opposition is a government in waiting vanotokoshesa the same values munyika dzavo muno pane kusanzwisisa kuti tine history imwe chete tine nyika imwe chete tine culture imwe chete tine language dzakafanana tokoshesa zvinhu izvozvo tozvivaka kuti munhu wese ave neramangwana hazvipo zvese izvozvo so isusu patiri kushanda kuona kuti tinoonesa vechidiki kuti ramangwana ngarive rino unhu hwemunhu ngarive
amai Holland pamunokuda ndombokubatsa ipapo kuti asi zviri nyore here mumabasa enyu amuri kuita pamunenge muri kushanda nevechidiki sekutaura kwamaita kuti muri kuona kuti pane ruvengo rwakati wandei nyanya panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika zviri nyore here munobata mabasa aya sei
hamusi kuuya here kuzimbabwe imwi mukauya kumba kwedu tinoshanda panze under the tsikiritri vanhu vose from all the political parties vanouya vachidhumana ipapo isu tinongoti idyai sadza rezviyo iri mbora tatora mugadheni nenyevhe ngatidyei and vanhu vanotaura issues dzakavabatanisa as vana vechidiki kana vobva ipapo unoona vakuti takuenda kuprogramu yetree planting in climate change unoona vakuita zvinhu together iye amaboy child nemagirl child vanobva mumafamilies anobva from totally different political parties so revolution inofanira kuitika muafrica yose and muvanhu vatema kutanga kudanana kukudzana kuonesana kuti kusadikanwa koganda tema zvinobata tese isusu zvedu ndezvokuona kuti tinokudza ganda dema and tinotsvaka nzira dzokubatana tivake nyika dzedu neafrica yedu and kwatinenge tiri kueurope kwacho tinenge takabatana kuti maresources anoenda kunokudza vanhu kumaprojects ndinoona politics dzedu as a disastrous path nokuti maresources ashandiswa even in these by elections inini handichiti kuvanhu munopenga madya kumba mune pokurara pari kunaya maambrela aripi nokuti chinhu chokutanga charity begins at home charity begins at home make sure kuti uchibva uchienda kupolitics ikoko kumba vanhu vadya vanhu vane pokurara vanhu vazvese kana usingarongi wakadaro dololo nokuti kupolitics izvozvo zvawakatarisira hakuna politics dzinongobudirira makabatana senyika muchiita macommon values as a society. Those are not divine. Do you think you are going to be a
society? Do you think you are going to be a society? Do you think you
are NGO, kana uchipinda mu NGO, unosia bachira kure church kunze, unosia bachira kure politics kunze, kutu wakarorwa kupi, uliani, zese sunosara kunze, nukutu sinokunza mu civil society, kuwa na mararamiru akanaka mumba. Ndozo atino koshesa isu. And tinongo davano vechi niki, kutivanzi gwisise kuti, ziriku itika nasi, vacha sara vachi gadzirisa. Ta enda isu. Ne isu yenu. So, wakawanda wanowea kuzonzi kwa kuti, oh, so, apapaka zofamba sei. Apapaka zofamba. And it's very, very nice kuona kuti, wakuona kuti ramangwana ndivo. Ndova kutunga miri ramangwana iva. So, isu tiru kuzizisa zinozi leadership. Tinodzidzisa zvinoita vanhu kuti vaone kuti kuwirirana kunokunda kusawirirana. Isu zvese zviri kuitika izvi. These are natural things. Hativhunduki kana tichiona vanhu vachijamuka vachidai vachauya vachigara pasi vese nyika yaramba kuti ruvengo rwukure nezira rwa. Because hatizvisisini kuti ruvengo runobva kupi muvanhu. Hatizvisisi.
Thank you so much, my Holland. Inesha Mataura Zuri Kaitende Kna Maita Nyanyoti. Mukona says Mutawana my Holland or Kuti Ruvengo Dor Wanyanyo Sika Madziro. Munyanyamunya Ezo Matonga. Maita Nyanyo. Taura.
Yes. Okay. Na mama, icho kwadi zvezve kuti unity, but inini chandona kuti nditaure ndechekuti wataura zvakanaka kuti opposition kunyika dzakabudirira idzi maopposition anotreatwa semagovernment in waiting. Asi tikauya muZimbabwe tinoona kuti opposition party inotreatwa it's like it's a crime kuva bato rinopikisa. Ndosaka uri kuona zvinhu zvakawanda zvichiitika kuti and opposition party yachona iri kunyanyo kuomeserwa ndiyo inotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa. Bamwe ma opposition party tiri kuona kupecha iye akaita press conference yanga yakazara hall kuMcDonald's, hapana kana disturbance yakaitwa. Asi MDC ichiita primaries vachienda kunoita candidate selection waka vhiringidzwa nemapurisa of which candidate selection is part of the process yekuti mupinde by election. So these are the issues zvinofanira kunge ndo dzinotanga kuaddresswa idzo kuti tese tinofanira kunge tiri equal. Ruwembo runoya says Mandela's runoya pakuti wanhu wakabatwa zvakasiyana zvakafanana nemumba. Ukabata wana wako zvakasiyana, wana wako wanoguma wako wengana ivo. Ukana ukaita mai kana kuti baba ukafavor umwe mwana ukusiya wamwe wana unozoona kuti vana vaya vanoguma wako wengana ivo pachavo kutosvika papoint yekutourayana chaiko zvinoitika mupfenyu. Ko kuzoti mucommunity mune vanhu vakasiyana siyana vari kubva nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vanotaura ndimi dzakasiyana siyana. Hatigoni kuti zveunity kana government iripo iyi isati yatanga kubata vanhu semabatiro ainofanira kuti iti tochibvisa opposition toenda kumacivil society. Macivil society organizations mazhinji chaiko ari kutadza kuita mabasa avo nokuti akangoti apinde rinonzi muri kuita zvematongerwo enyika. Of which in I think kuti government yenyu ndo trouble causer. Haugoni kuenda kunotaurirana kunoita unify nemunhu ari kukudzvinyirira. Zvakafanana nematauriranwo ekuti hanzi is like Poland. Wanza handei tinotaurirana kuPoland iwewe ndiwe wacho wacho varuda kuyananiswa vachona ndiwe uri kuvakoka ndiwe uchaita zvese ndiwe referee ndiwe ari kuita mutambi webhora Jewish, everything. Ndofunga mama ari kuzvi vanodzisa zvandaba kuedza kutaura kana chitaura nyaya yereconciliation kuti reconciliation inongoitwa nemunhu uye anonzi ari neutral asingatori maside asi tochiona mamwe maopposition ari kuita zvavanoda saka tachizoona kuti hurumende iri kutonga iyi yezano iri kurwadziwa ne opposition kana kuti bato rinopikisa ravari kuona kuti iri bato iri rinogona kutiburitsa mupower ndiri kudaro sei mama wataura zvakanaka kuti varwe rusununguko ndoda kuti wandipindure mama kuti pawakandorwa vanga vaine NGS pavakadzoka kundorwa havana kuwana mukana wekushanda here vana vadiki avo vari kurwa vari kuti tipei mukana vari rong here nyika inofanira kutongwa nevanhu vakaenda kuhondo adzire ko kana vanhu vakaenda kuhondo wese wafa nyika ichasara ichitongwa nayo ndo tikuona dambudziko pari kuita dambudziko rekuti tiri kuita vanhu vakuru vari very selfish not handikutaura mama ndiri kutaura vanhu vari mugovernment very selfish indeed vari kufunga kuti chamisa nebato rake raari kutungamira vari selfish because havana kurwa hondo forgetting kuti pawakapinda pavakarwa hondo pavakazopinda mupower 1980 vanga vari mayouth most of them they were youth vana Joyce Mujuru vanga vari mayouth vana vice president avo vanga vari mayouth majority vanga vari mayouth but ezvinoizvi mayouth edu achazopindawo riini even tisingasatauri kuopposition tichita kuenda kuzano how many youth are in leadership kumusoro ikoko kupresidium how many youth are there ndokuikai kuri nani because tinavo mayouth arimo vana fadzai varimo vana ostanos varimo vanogara mustanding committee vana cecilia vanogara mustanding mayouth akazara vana morini makade maunga mayouth akazara mustanding committee
chiregai tipe my holland mukana wokupindura taura yenyu my holland
the armed struggle nenzira yaakarwirwa I've never come back ini ndikabata zvinhu zvikuru in post independence Zimbabwe nokuti isu takabva from the solidarity movement which was a very different wing of the support group to the liberation movement up to today vana vatomboziva kuti solidarity movement yakaita zvei havazivi one two ndataura zvakanaka-naka kuti we've got a boy child project partnering the girl child project for leadership training so that vana vanokura vachiziva kuti rudo hunhu ndo zvinhu zvikuru we're trying to address the gap yatiri kutoona because I agree kuti pakaita a big error after independence kuti isusu vacho vakauya as the solidarity movement hatina kunyora kuti as my youth how did we contribute to the armed struggle hatisati tazvitaura kuAustralia it has come out for the first time kuti 50 years ago kwakuna Sekai Holland kuAustralia anga ari kuaboriginal tent giving solidarity to the struggle yema first Australians 50 years later nokuti kune macelebrations ikoko what we are doing ne boy child ne girl child tiri kutoita a film because in 2023 vanhu vachimhanya nema elections isu we are doing a film on the visit to Australasia ya chairman Herbert Chitepo to a visit which we organized at the invitation of Mwalimu Julius Nyerere to garner support for the liberation war it was a huge success people today don't know about that Brazil what the significant gains were at that time film iri kuitwa by the boy child partnering the girl child and vari kutoenda ku Bandung to Cairo to Ghana where the leaders the care came from so ndiri kuti kuna tanyanywa and I'm not unhappy kuti ndakokwa with you because we really need to make links across all political divides nasi kwabuda a very insulting post kuti using one finger is ISIS it's satanism ndikati kuvanhu vanyora kwanai the muslims use that same symbol to show the brotherhood among Muslims. So Musaki Matuka Tuka, Vunzai van VCCC, kuti, what does your symbol mean? Isu tiri kwese kwese kubatani zavani. Because when I look at you like iwewe tanyanyiwa, you remind me of my granddaughters. Wana karabumbada gogo, wakaenda kuhondo, pati niyasi, ya, 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 ya. Because one day they would wake up and understand, gogo wa imboti chii bye bye. So I like the people like you, wanaita zenaro naro. And it's also all these leaders in all these different parties, they are our product. All of them. Near the harvest house, they come to us and find out. Hapana, any of you who can claim when they are united. So we are grandparents and we love everybody.
I say abonga ke amazinga inkosikazi sekayi Holland ya isikhathi ke savu ukuthi siqhubeke sonke isikhathi eside bese sizathanda ukuthi sikhulume naye futhi isikhathi sonke lesi ngolimi lesindebele njoba lamhla bonke abahlonishwa bethu bazombili indimi sishone isindebele basikhulumela kuthathe okuyikho kuhle kakhulu yese sibuya
ngiyabonga ukuthi nginqusile. And in Shanganelo, Tanyanyiwa, I think it's been a very useful exchange, and I hope that it doesn't end on the program. Ngoba, to me, she displays the qualities of the candidates for the Girl Child Project going forward. Ule uptake, which is very good. Ngoba, utando, love, rudo, that's what we are about, to be reflected by all Zimbabweans to one another.
Yes, I want. Olokuthi njengoba uthe ukhetho olukhulu ngoluka 2023 ayikhona lolo lama by-elections kuphela. Bayenelisa ukukhankasa, bayenelisa ukuzuza ama best candidates konke lokhu ayilandikhala ngakho.
Nxa sikhanyela indle ekukhankaseni asikaboni ngoba hanti bekusarejistwa namhla bekuyi-nomination code. Sesizabona ke ukuthi kuhamba nje kodwa into engiyaziyo mina yikuthi iZanu PF ayizange yathandazela ukuthi ibandla lethu liphume phandle lihlangane labantu. Ngikhona sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani. Ibone abanye besithi khona ama by-elections la azaba ne violence. Thina kasila violence njengebandla le-MDC. Kasila zikhali, kasila lutho, thina silakho ngabantu kuphela. Lamampenseli okuyavota. Ukuthi kuyachaywa thina kasikwazi ukuchayana asikwazi so sikhanyelele ukuthi kube lokukhankasa okulothando ukukhankasa okupeaceful kungabi lokuchaywa kwabantu ngoba kungaba lokuchaywa kwabantu ngasoze sithule sizaqhubekela phambili siba expose njengoba expose sibayenza khona kathese sifuna ukubonga ukuthi uqala babe wakusiba le ZBC yodwa eyayikhipha izinto ezenzakalayo kodwa kathesi uNkulunkulu wasilethela i-technology phela kathesi sokulula. Wonke umuntu useyi-broadcaster, wonke umuntu ngiyakwanisa ukuthi mina ngizishutele ividiyo ngiyijike, ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngi-interview umuntu ngimjike, ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiyenze yonke into. Kathesi kule COVID kodwa nanku i-Studio 7 sikhona la siyaxoxa even kule COVID. So siza zama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi sibone ukuthi siyenelisa ukuthi sikhankase kodwa njengoba ngichila ukuthi uPresident Jamisa uthe ama by-elections kathi wakhangelelanga kangako engithanda ukuthi ngikugcizelele futhi ukuthi kwezinye indawo i-MDC alliance ekabonzora bayehlulekile ukuthi bafield amanye ama-candidates so kithi i-walkover lokho vele i-walkover leyo. So uNkulunkulu ukhona, uNkulunkulu kadakwa, uNkulunkulu kabhebi mbanje. Unkulunkulu wethu sonke, unkulunkulu sithanda sonke, sikhangelele ukuthi kube lokukhankasa okulokuthula, sikhangelele ukuthi kube lama-elections alokuthula, sikhangelele ukuthi izeki ibe independent, izeki ingayenzi ngathiwa khona i-organization kumbe kuthi extension ezanu-PF. I-ZEC must be independent. And izinto ezimele umama usekhaya eHolland kumele asincedise ama-organizations anjengawabona la kumele bakhulume izinto zona lezo ukuthi yikho kwenza ukuthi okubangela ukuthi abantu bagcine bezondana mama khona kukuthi khona omunye umntwana uyafeva i-ZEC emele ibe independent. Uyabona isi kunanzi kurerekera kolunye uhlangothi. Umama uyakwazi engikhuluma ngakho waye ku-MGC wangena ku-Government of National Unity. Uyakwazi engikuthiwo nxa ngisithi zeki kayikho independent. Uyakwazi engikuthiwo.
Yes. Siyabonga. Solokuvala umlomo sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu. Sizanika unkosikazi Holland amazwi okugcina 1 minute.
Hayi, engikutshoyo ukuthi hayi abantu ekhaya nxa ungumuntu othi uku-opposition ufanele ukuzwisisa ukuthi nxa uyi-government in waiting lawe ufanele ukuzibona njengomuntu olingana lalaba bokuhulumende asomntwana. Kukhona ubuncane bengqondo lapho i-opposition ezinye ezithethisayo abehulumende. Okufanele ukwenzakala ukuthi abantu bafunde ukuthi bakhulume esintwini njengabantu ngenhlonipho regardless of the provocation. Into ePollard leli solayo yindlela abayibonayo labo ukuthi ingabambanisa abantu, and thina esikubonayo ukuthi umuntu wonke akatshengise inhlonipho kumuntu wonke. Ihulumende ayikhangelelanga ukuthi kuzaba le one opposition party ezawina over the other. Mina mbona kuyi-divide and rule nokuthi abantu bangabi too excited ngoba izitulo ezinengi mbona ngani zizakuya kuZANU-PF anyway ngoba i-opposition is disunited and abantu abavotayo ku-opposition it's one group of people. So I really hope we will talk more la maphathi wonke sibonisane unity. Mina ngiyabonga bakithi ukuthi lisinxusile. Thanyanyiwa, good luck labantu bakho o-TV bizawina, but mina engibone kusenzakala lapha angiyiboni opposition sweeper amasik.
On that note, Mai Holland, I just wanted to find out, you were saying that your organization, you're also looking for other collaborators. Where can people find you? Where are you? Where can
okay. We have a new website that is opening in Australia in preparation of our projects for the Chitepo visit in 2023, which will be 50 years since he came in 1973. And at the invitation of the Free Zimbabwe Center, us, at the encouragement of President Mwalimu Nyerere and the Australian government. So it's a big thing we are organizing. And this year, there is a visit from the Australians my age who were with us at that time, who welcomed Chairman Chitepo. They are visiting Zimbabwe to prepare for 2023 because 2024 will be the 50th anniversary since the 7th Pan-Africanist Congress, where Chairman Chitepo gave the most brilliant speech about the liberation war, because he was the chairman of all the liberation movements by election. So where do they find us? Kuzabe kule website soon. There will be a website soon, which you can actually switch into. And Tina, we work with everybody. We don't have anybody we exclude. We would like Zimbabweans to learn to talk to one another all the time. Babonisane.
Sesizale kubamba umlomo ke lapho ngoba isikhathi sethu sesifike emaphethelweni. Sibonge ke abahlonitsha bethu ade silabo lapha unkosikazi Barbara Thanyanyiwa nene isikhulumeli sogatsha lwabesifazana kubandla ke hayi ngiphose ngathele MDC Alliance. Ibandla ke Citizens for change. It's marvelous.
Toda kupenda wo amai sikai Holland vanga wari pano nesu kunge vauya vachitipawo unyanzvi wavo nezvirikuitika munyika. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington.
Lami usithandekile mhlangano sithi lisale kuhle sidibane njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.